Now notice here, we have a new struggle. It's now not for us to do the fighting. It's the Holy Spirit versus the flesh. Listen to this. For they that are after are in the flesh, according to the flesh. They mind the things of the flesh. But they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. That's verse 5. In other words, they that are after the flesh, they'll mind the things of the flesh. Now, that means they obey the things of the flesh. I was holding a meeting in Middle Tennessee when I was first ordained. I was having dinner in a lovely country home, and the housewife had cooked up some wonderful fried chicken. We were sitting at the table. She went out to call her little boy, and she came back in after she'd called him several times, and she says, "That young'un won't mind me." And what she meant was, "That young'un won't obey me." Paul, you see, was actually a good Southerner because he uses this word, they mind the things, they obey the things of the flesh. And now we've seen that before in the 6th chapter of Romans. This idea today of a Christian saying, "Well, I just have to do this. I live in the flesh." My friend, if you live in the flesh and obey the things of the flesh all the time, and the new nature doesn't rebuke you, you must not have a new nature. Because they that are after the Spirit, they'll mind the things of the Spirit. And you've been given a new nature, and now you can yield yourself to the new nature. And that's an act of the will. And this is the new struggle that's brought to our attention. Now, this is the same thing the Lord Jesus said when he said, "That which is born of the flesh is flesh." It'll always be flesh. God has no program to change the flesh. He brings in something new. But that is born of the Spirit is Spirit. That's something else. Now, a new struggle is brought to our attention. It's no longer the new nature or the believer striving for master over sin in the body. It's the Holy Spirit striving against the old nature. The little boy was coming home from school. He was being beaten up by a big bully. And he was on the bottom, and the big bully pounding him very heavily. And he looked up from his defeated position at the bottom, and he saw his big brother coming. The big brother took care of the bully, while the little fellow crawled up on the stump and rubbed his bruises. The believer has the Holy Spirit to deal with the flesh, that big bully. I can't overcome it. I learned that long time ago, so I have to turn it over to somebody who can. And the Holy Spirit indwells believers, and he wants to do that for us, and he can. Paul sets before us in this verse two diametrically opposed ways of living. No, two could be more radically different. Those according to the flesh, that's the natural man, and Paul paints his picture over in Ephesians, the 2nd chapter. "And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in the time past you walked according to the course of the world, according to the prince of the power there, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. And you had your conversation in times past in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others." That was the condition of all of us till we were saved. And the flesh includes the mind here, as we've seen. "And you that are sometimes alienated and enemies, your mind by wicked works, but now hath he reconciled." That's Colossians 1:21. And it includes the total person which is completely alienated from God. Now you see, this class seeks, strives, and even sets their hearts upon the things of the flesh. They don't receive it. It's foolishness to them. And that's their diet. It's the works of the flesh are manifest. And you can find that in Galatians 5:19-20. It's an ugly brood. And in Colossians, he says, it's anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication. That's the thing the Lord Jesus said, out of the mouth proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornication, thefts, and all of that ugly brood. It's humiliating, but true, that the child of God retains this old Adamic nature and it means defeat and death to live by the flesh. No child of God can be happy in living for the things of the flesh. The prodigal son may get in the pig pen, but he'll never be content to stay there. He's bound to say, I will arise and go to my father. Now, those that are according to the Spirit mean they're born again, regenerated, indwelt by the Spirit of God, and they love the things of God. If then ye be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sits on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. And again he says in Colossians, put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, tender mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering. Now, these are just some of the things. These are the things for which the child of God strives, and you and I can't get it by effort. It's only as we let the Spirit of God work in our lives.